CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Local paper heroes.
I know what this is about.
Okay. Little local paper in a little town called Stanthorpe.
My hometown.
Country,
yes.
Queensland. Now, I did hear that this was going to be running. It was going to be a story in the paper about the Bree and Gaundy show.
Because we're playing.
Going national on Saturday morning.
Going national on, you know? Saturdays. So it's being played in my local hometown now.
38 stations across the country, which was exciting. And I thought, okay, Bree and Gaundy getting a bit of coverage. And then I heard about the article had been printed, apparently made the front page of the local paper. And then I thought, well, how come I haven't seen this? How come I haven't seen the article? Mama Di, famous for the catchphrase, morning.
Oh, yes.
Sends me a picture of the article.
She sent you a picture?
Got a picture of the news article right here.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Mum.
Have you not seen this
yet? No.
I thought you were across this.
No, I knew it was being done. I just haven't seen it.
I question who organised this article because not a lot of Gaundy.
Wait,
in
is
it. Not a lot of Gaundy. There is a big picture of yourself and Mama Di.
Yeah, what the hell?
The story in the paper is all about Mama Di. I'll read you some quotes.
Oh, nice work, Mum.
The big bold quote, you know, the one that they highlight out of the article, the big bold quote is from your mum. Supposedly, I interviewed Ricky Martin, but I found out that was a prank. Quote, Mama Di.
Thanks a lot, the Border Post. Makes it all about my mum.
It says here, her family won't be the only people listening in. This is talking about yourself, Bree. It says...
let's hope not.
Her mother, Diane Thomasell, is a frequent contributor to the Bree and Gaundy show. She even has her own segment, Mrs. Thomasell said. She's known
Mrs. Thomasell said they've interviewed her.
I don't know if it's you or her.
Oh, God.
She's known as a celebrity, better known as Mama Di to her listeners. Oh, what is going on?
They must have interviewed her. Actually, no... I do remember Mum saying that they called her to ask her for a few quotes for the article. I didn't realise it was going to be the whole thing.
Does your mum know it's the Bree and Gaundy show, not the Di and Bree show?
Remember when we went number one last year in the ratings, yeah. And my mum said, oh, guys, we did it.
We did it.
We did
That's
it.
That's right. She did claim it, didn't she?
And I was like, Mum, no.
I'll pass this over to you because, I mean... That's a photo of you and her just smack bang in the middle there, front page of the local Stanthorpe paper. And
I sent them. They asked me for a few photos.
Did you send them any of me?
Yes, I sent them. The
or was
one
I
of,
cropped out of a lot of them?
No, I sent them.
Just you.
I sent them the one of you and I, like our actual headshot.
Right.
That one and also another one of you and I.
Okay.
And that photo because they asked me for one of me and Mum.
Right.
Oh,
I reckon
great.
Mama Di's done some work behind the scenes and just gone, hey, look. Just put a photo of me, Bree.
Look, I talk about you when I talk, when the one quote that they've put in of me.
Yeah, referencing our show. And that's but the rest of the article is about you and your mother.
Literally. Well, I guess local news. God, can you imagine my mum getting around Stanthorpe?
Oh, biggest head in town.
Have you seen my front page news? Or I made national radio, guys.
Look, we've only had the two billboards since we've been here, but I'm thinking, I mean, for the next lot of billboards that roll out, which I'm sure will be soon, it's got to be soon, you know, it has to be soon.
Yeah, soon.
Should I be on it, or should it be yourself and Mama
Di? Me and Mama
Di. Yeah, on the billboards to promote the show.
I mean, you can maybe be in the background, but...
Okay.
Maybe me and Mama Di. Well, if it was up to Mama Di, it'd just be her. By the sounds of it.
With us drawing as stick figures.
Yeah, exactly.
Really small. There's Bree.
I don't mind that idea.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
I want to read out this story real quick. It's off Reddit, which is my new favourite
website.
I love Reddit.
It is the hardest thing to look at. It's like that old school computer type.
It's like computers back in the 80s, isn't it?
Don't like it.
And yeah, no, I don't mind it. But I read this story.
We're so different.
Where an adoptive mother, she turned to Reddit the other day and she wanted to ask everyone's advice about her six-year-old son that she adopted 2 years ago. And she stated that her adopted son wanted to legally change his name for his birthday. So as a present, he said to his mum, I want to legally change my name. Because when they adopted him, he already had a name, obviously, because he would have been four. Apparently, his name is Table.
That's his name that he wants to change it from.
Yes. His legal name is Table.
Table, okay. What's his last name?
It doesn't say. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure what his last name is.
Doesn't like table. What does he...
I'm not sure. I think he just wants to change it to anything not...
Other than table.
Other than table.
Okay.
Who's giving their kid the name table?
Didn't think you could. Did you say where he's from? He's an Australian, is he?
No, I think it's over in America.
Okay, right.
Yeah, but apparently his legal name is Table. I don't think you can name your kid like a symbol or a number, like the number one.
Right.
Like you can name, I think you can name a person one, O-N-E.
Really?
Yeah.
Like but, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I wonder if there's anyone with that name, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There'd be some fans out there. What's he from again? Star Trek. Star Wars.
He's winding you up, Producer Rage. Don't bite. Don't bite, Rage.
I love it.
Do you think anyone listening right now has ever legally changed their name? Because I had a friend.
Is this Chase?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I've told you this story.
No, I knew the story, but he changed it to Danger.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
So his name was Chase.
I don't know the story.
Yeah, well, obviously not. How about you let me tell it? Yeah. His name was Chase Benjamin Jones. And he thought at 17, I want to change my name to something cool, like something that people are going to stand up and go, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So he legally changed his middle name to Danger.
So I did know the story.
No, well, he didn't change his first name.
No, yeah, Chase.
No, but there's more to the story.
Right.
So you know the saying.
Yeah.
Danger's my middle name.
Right.
And that's why he did it.
That's true.
Chase Danger Jones. It actually sounds not bad.
So he could say that, he could use that line. He could say, Danger's my middle name.
Yeah, like when he picks up girls, yeah. Danger's my
middle
name.
Did he use that on you at the Christmas party that we went to that time? That you kissed him.
Why
at?
Do I do this?
You walk yourself into the danger zone. Literally the danger zone.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Bree and Gaunzi's Amateur Acting.
All right, so if you haven't heard this before, we are horrible actors and we know it. But we'd like to put that to the test, and we'd like to put your guys' knowledges to the test about how well you know your famous movie scenes.
Your guys' knowledges?
Your guys' knowledges. Let's move on, shall we?
Hey, I thought my Matthew McConaughey was pretty good last week.
It was horrific. It was bad.
Okay, well, people still guess the scene.
You can redeem yourself this week.
All right,
so people need to call through on 13, 12, 16. As soon as you know what famous film this scene we're about to act out is from.
Pick of the prizes again this morning.
Pick of the prizes. But if you call through and Producer H asks you and you don't have the right one, someone else can swoop in and take it.
Okay. Does Rach call action?
Rachel does call action.
All right, get ready.
All right, here we go.
In the zone.
And action.
Oh, never start with the head. The victim gets all fuzzy.
You really got into that. You never wanted me. Here I am.
I wanted to see what you'd do, and you didn't disappoint. You let 5 people die, then you let Dent take your place. Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
Where is Dent?
Those mob fools want you dead so they can get back to the way things were. But I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things forever.
Then why do you want to kill me?
Kill you? I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, 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 no. You complete me.
You're garbage. Who kills for money?
Don't talk like that to me. Even if you'd like to be me, to them, you're a freak like me. They just need you right now. But as soon as they don't, they'll cast you out like a leper.
And scene. Okay.
And scene.
I think that was the best one we've done so far.
I told you I was excited for it.
I feel like that's an easy role to play. I could play that role. Charlene, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Know the scene?
Silence of the Lambs.
No, not Silence of the Lambs this morning.
Okay.
Good try, Charlene. Thanks for the call.
That's more...
a
a bottle of Chianti. I did sound a lot like Silence of the Lambs, didn't I? Sorry, Charlene. I probably threw her off.
Lachlan, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Morning,
well,
Lachie.
What are you rolling with this morning?
Is it Batman?
Which Batman?
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
Joker.
Is it Dark Knight Rises, Bree? I'm trying to think which Batman it is. It's not Dark Knight Rises. Okay,
oh, producer Rach is saying that's rough.
What? Is that rough? Why is that rough?
So close.
Nah, so close isn't good enough around here. We take this segment seriously. Rach. All right, so we need this specific...
There's a few more people calling through. Now people are getting on board.
We need the specific Batman movie.
So now people... Oh, is it Batman? I don't know.
I'm going to say it's Batman. Let's go to Lisa this morning.
Morning, Lisa.
Hi, I'm going to say Batman.
Yeah,
which
Batman movie?
Which Batman film?
Is it The Reddit?
The Reddit.
No, it's not.
Not The Reddit.
It's not The Reddit.
Got to say, it's the most popular one, isn't it? Is it? I would say so.
Yeah.
All right, well, Rach, take some more callers.
We've got Luke on 13 12 16. Morning, Luke.
I'm Batman.
How are you doing?
Very well. Do you know which Batman film it's from?
Batman The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Is correct, Luke.
Well done, buddy. Well done. Has to be the best Batman, doesn't it? It's the one with Heath Ledger.
It is the one with Heath Ledger.
Got to be the best one. Which one's your favourite, Luke?
I actually prefer The Dark Knight Rises this day.
The Dark Knight Rises is good too.
Christian Bale, and who was the bad guy in that one? Dark Knight Rises. Ooh.
Luke
Bane? Is it Bane?
It was Bane, but I don't know the actor's name.
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Yes, that's the one.
He's a good actor.
I love
too.
All the different Batmans, how they all sound different. Like Michael Keating and then
I know.
Christian Bale.
I like to go back to the day where it was Penguin. Penguin,
yes.
By Danny DeVito.
DeVito was Penguin.
And Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
And who was Ivy? She was in there too.
I'm not sure about Ivy.
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
She played Ivy.
Amateur acting back next week.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
As soon as we found out this guy was doing shows, we said we have to get him on.
I put my hand up. Yes, please.
Got to give some love to a bit of Joel Creasy. Morning, Joel.
Morning, Joel.
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh, I'm fangirling a little bit.
No, I've got to say, Bree's a massive fan.
It is International Women's Day. I mean, Ellen DeGeneres is a massive advocate for female rights, and you look like Ellen, so, you know, we'll take what we can get.
Yes, exactly. I look like Ellen across Dakota Fanning. So there you go. Happy International Women's
How
Day.
How hot.
Hang on. Dakota Fanning as a kid or as she looks now?
I don't know. As a kid.
If they had a baby.
I'm not in puberty yet.
I love that.
Hey, Joel, show's coming up 12th of May, Enmore Theatre. It's a great venue to be playing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful venue. I love any venue where you've got to be, it's so big where you've got to be on screen, but feel very Adele. but hopefully my show's, you know, not as serious. I love it. And I love getting to Sydney and playing the Enmore. I was actually born in Sydney, so I grew up in Perth. So it's nice to come back. I was just there for Mardi Gras actually on the weekend. So
I was going to ask you, Joel, you hosted the SBS. How was that?
Well, huge. I think after my weekend after partying, I think I'm going to hang my head in shame until May 12. There's glitter everywhere. There's glitter in places I didn't know exist.
It'll be there till next Mardi Gras, Joel. I was there too. I'm never going to get rid of it.
It's absolutely amazing. Glitter is the gay anthrax. You know, it really does penetrate deep.
Do you have your pick at Mardi Gras, Joel? I did say this morning, you'd have the pick of the litter, lesbians, gays, you'd have your pick of whoever you wanted.
Can people ask that? And then not, you know, I didn't get lucky at this Mardi Gras, and I'm kind of disappointed because the Mardi Gras a few years ago, I met my ex-boyfriend, so I was really hoping to meet a husband on the weekend. But no such luck.
Oh, you didn't see Troy Sivan? I heard he was kicking around there.
Oh, my God. Do you know Troy Sivan, right? So then I grew up in Perth, and he used to come to my shows when he was really young.
No.
And I used to be like, oh, who's this little... Oh, no, this is... I hate myself too. I used to be like, who's this little kid coming to my shows and tweeting me all the time? Completely blanked him. And now he's like, you know, the biggest superstar of Australia has at the moment. I'm like,
Troy
oh my God,
Sivan regret, Joel.
I hate myself so much. So now every time I see him, I'm like, hey, Troy, how's it going?
Remember, you used to tweet me. That's right.
I know. You're from the front cover of Rolling Stone. Please tell me how do you do it?
Here's how I can relate to Joel Creasy. When you're that hot, Yes. People are too scared to approach you. Am I right, Joel?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That was waiting for someone to say it. I didn't want to say it myself.
All right. Settle down, the both of you, all right?
Hey, I feel you, man. I know. I'm telling you.
Hey, Joel, being a seasoned I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here veteran, who's your pick for this year?
Well, I'm furious that my friend Ash left last night.
Yeah. I love Ash Pollard so much.
She's fantastic. And I thought they were all... I think they're all taking it a little too seriously. And she, you know, they're like, she's not doing any work around camp. You know, yeah, it's a reality TV show voted by the public. It's not based on who's, like, you know, washing the most dishes, you guys. Who's my pick now? I think I'm going to have to say Casey. And I'd also like to see a woman win it as well. So I'm going to say Casey Donovan.
I have enjoyed Casey Donovan in there.
Casey Donovan all the way.
She entertains the whole crew. That's
although having said that, I think her guitar is a very nice luxury item. We would never have been allowed luxury items like that season one. I mean, our luxury items are terrible. Mine was a framed photo of Harry Styles.
I was going to say, I remember you took that in and I was like, what is this guy thinking? It should have been Zayn.
I know. Well, I took it in as a joke and I cannot begin to tell you how not handy Harry Styles comes in the jungle.
You wouldn't have thought so. You would have thought you could have used that for plenty of things.
I had the thought the other day, I thought, are they still in the jungle? Like, I get it's a reality TV show and we watch it, but they're still there. Did it feel like a
crazy,
long,
isn't it?
Feel like a long time when you were there, Joel?
Oh yeah, forever, because there's nothing to do. And you know the weirdest part about the show is every time you see Chris and Julie in the treehouse set, or every time they're down in camp talking to the celebrities, that's live. And it is weird sitting on your couch going, "Oh, that's happening in Africa
now.
Right this second."
And they're living in the nice trailers while you guys are on those crappy little beds.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I know.
Right.
Julie's being fanned by Dr. Chris being fed grapes. And you're just, like, literally, like, the toilet is a hole in the ground in the jungle. It's full on.
Sounds
that's
like Mardi
a great
Gras,
picture.
Mate.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we talking about Mardi Gras or I'm a Celebrity now?
Oh, I'm just kidding. I think I'm just blending them all into one now.
You can't pick and choose. It needs more glitter is what the jungle needs.
It needs way more glitter. Joel Creasy.
You know, if I ever went back, that would be my luxury item, glitter, next time.
Take it with...
You still haven't learnt your lesson, Joel, obviously.
I know. I need to just play a pillow or a sleeping bag.
Hey, not long until these shows, 12th of May and more. Joel Creasy, it's called Poser. You can get your tickets, tickettech.com.au or joelcreasy.com.au. He's got his own website now, guys.
Yeah, he does. Or can I say...
I know, I'm really moving up in the world.
Joel, head to Joel Creasy's Facebook, everyone, because some of the comebacks you have for haters are literally my life. Like, it is the best read ever.
You.
I love them. Keep them coming.
Oh, I will. I think the kids are calling it a clap back. I love clapping back at haters.
It's the best. You need to go check
we
it out.
We might have to steal some off you, Joel, but good to chat to you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Happy Mardi Gras. I don't know if you can keep saying that now.
Oh, it's gay Christmas every day, Joel.
Just keep
precisely
rolling.
Thanks, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We all need a laugh for a Wednesday morning, don't we?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the TV show Big Bang Theory...
was going to say that was up on the board, and you know how I feel about this show.
Unfortunately, that show is not going to provide it for us.
Who's watching it? Call right now on 13, 12, 16 if you're watching and loving The Big Bang Theory.
It rates well.
It does.
It rates really well. I've never understood it.
They get paid millions, those
people.
Yeah,
the big bucks. They're probably one of the biggest sitcoms of our time right now. When you compare it to Friends and Seinfeld and these kind of shows.
It's in that category.
It is for this day and age, but I've never got into it. It's not for me. That's fine, you know. Oh, there's someone calling on 13, 12, 16. We'll see if they're watching Big Bang Theory. But something I was watching that I wanted to just run by you just to see if you get a laugh out of this.
Yeah.
Is someone has gone through and taken out, you know, the canned laughter you hear on the back of the show.
Because it's a live audience.
It's not. Is it, though? Is it a live audience?
Well, I thought it was. Or maybe not.
It's a live audience, is it, Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, I thought so, and that's why you can hear the laughter.
They must G up that crowd a lot.
I think they probably do.
Someone's taken out that laughing, and they've put in Ricky Gervais laughing.
Oh, that's good.
Do you know? You know, he's got that big cackling kind of laugh.
Yes.
You know, Ricky, he's got the big sort of cackling. whenever he laughs at something, I laugh along with him. But so someone's taken out the canned laughter. They've put in Ricky Gervais in The Big Bang Theory, and same terrible jokes. But you see. You see if this gets any funnier with the Ricky Gervais laughing at Big Bang Theory stuff,
this
right?
This looks great. Did you guys get a maid?
Kinda.
Dinner's almost ready. If you like meatloaf, I'm sure you'll like its cousin, bowl of meat.
Hey, if you're still looking to make money, I will pay you to burn that jacket.
Thank you, but it doesn't look like I'm going to Comic-Con this year.
With as much debt as you have, probably not next year either.
I think it just highlights how bad the jokes are. Yeah. But it makes me laugh hearing him laugh.
I think I'm just laughing at, Ricky Gervais. I got a laugh out of it. First time I've ever laughed at Big Bang Theory, I've got to say, on the record. Ethan, good morning.
Morning.
You watch Big Bang, do you?
Yeah, I do.
You're loving that.
I'll watch it in.
How?
Really? You're loving that show, Ethan?
Yeah, I think it's funny. I think some of the jokes are pretty witty, and I don't mind it. It's better than half the crap that's going to be on TV.
There is a lot of bad TV. I will say.
Let's put it this way: I'd rather watch Big Bang Theory any day than some Kitchen Rules or anything like that, because I just think that's crap.
Married at First Sight. That's going on for too many months.
Okay, so over the reality TV shows, you like the writing and the acting and the thought that's put into Big Bang Theory.
Okay, I can see that. Still hate the show.
There's a lot of stupid shows on there. Like you said, Married at First Sight is an absolute joke.
God, when is that finishing? Honestly, get that off the TV.
Hopefully, as quick as Big Bang Theory. Let's go to Sean. Morning, Sean.
Morning,
Sean.
Good mate. You watch it?
How's it going?
Yeah, we're well. How are you?
Yeah, I absolutely love it.
Love it.
Can you sell us? Yep. Can you sell it to us? Why do you like it?
Well, Kelly Kowoko's not bad on the odds, is she?
Yeah, I agree.
That does make it desirable for the men to watch it.
Not enough to rope me in, though.
And I love how humorous Sheldon Cooper is. He's just unknowing of how plain he's being with all his jokes.
I wish I knew what you were talking about.
I tell you what I do know. How about this, Sean? Take us out on a bazinga.
Bazinga.
Still not funny.
Still not funny, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
You know how one of my hobbies is spending money on absolutely pointless stuff?
So you bought some nunchucks?
Oh, yeah.
Which are illegal. But you
I got rid of them. No, definitely no, still
I've
don't have
seen
them.
Seen them kicking.
No, definitely don't have those anymore.
You've got the megaphone.
Yes. And then I also spent $400 at the end of last year on Law and Order SVU episodes.
That's right.
I honestly, it's because I'm single. So I don't have money to spend on anyone else or anything. So I just spend it on random crap.
What have you got now?
It went to a new level last night and I really had to sit there and reassess what I was doing because I've got this app on my phone and you know what apps are like. They're really cheap, if not free. Like you never really pay for many apps.
If it says in-app purchases, I don't go near.
You're
it.
Out.
Yeah.
Really?
Not for me.
Oh, this one's hooked me.
I'll rack it up.
This one has hooked me in.
What is it?
It's called Quiz Center, and essentially it's just a game on the phone where it kind of quizzes you about everything. Like, I learn a lot of stuff.
How'd you hear about this app? Who got you onto it? You just found it, just stumbled across it. Okay.
I've got nothing better to do at my place.
So the app's free, and then you have to pay for stuff inside the app. What could you possibly pay for? Answers or something?
You get the app as a trial. And then,
all about that free trial.
Yeah.
A light version free trial.
It must be. That's so the one, good. The light version. It must be good if there's a free trial.
Great.
And then it asked me last night, do you want to continue your Quiz Center experience? And I was loving it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, how much? $199.
For what? What are they going to give you for that?
Just endless quizzes.
Don't need it. We play Trady V Lady on this show every day. It's enough for me.
True. I nearly did it. I was so close. And then I thought to myself, honestly, this is the beginning of the end if you buy this app.
How can they justify $190?
And that's what I thought. And then it got me thinking about, I didn't even realize apps could be that expensive. But I've looked into it.
Oh, some other apps that...
Oh, there's some other apps that are way more expensive.
Okay.
But they probably give you a lot more than just a couple of quizzes.
If I could pay $190 to have the answer to everything in general life, so it hooks up to my brain...
That's such a cheap price.
And I pay $190 and I know the answer to everything.
The meaning of life for just $199.
No, I mean general answers every day.
You could make a fortune. Do you want
to
hear
It's also known as Google, which is free.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some of these expensive apps? So I found this one. It's called Safe Session Voice Encryption, and it's an app that lets you make secure voice calls over the internet. And it, like, encrypts your voice so it sounds different.
Not bad. How much?
I was like, who's using this? Anyway, it's $299.
Ooh.
If you want to, be creepy, you can buy that app. There's also the Mobile Cam Viewer. which it's kind of like a security cam app. If you've got security cams at your house or at your workplace or at your business.
Monitor it on your phone?
Exactly.
How much is
that? So that's $350.
Okay.
And then we're getting up there. Because we get into the, this is a game that's worth $489. It's called Ballaholic, which it just literally is a game where you kind of have to bounce a ball through different obstacles.
How much is that?
$459.
Do you think the people who made that app went, we only have to sell just 100 and just, we've made ourselves
and we've made a good, some good money.
$1,000. It's pretty good.
This is
I'm
my
pretty
favorite.
Happy with that.
This is my favorite one. Piano tune. This is for everyone.
To tune your piano.
This is for everyone. This tool for the professional piano tuners claims to be both very accurate and easy to use for the cheap price of $999, everyone.
Oh, mate. How much is a piano these days?
Oh.
I mean, you've got to fork out money for that first.
But
and
once,
then
once you buy this app, you're not going to be able to afford anything else.
$900, is that the most expensive one you came across?
That's the one, yeah. And I found quite a lot of them that are worth $999, but not many. That I didn't, couldn't find any
over piano was that. The best for $999. That piano was the best. You're telling me for almost $1,000, piano was the best.
Oh, it's a piano man. Or what?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
It's International Women's Day, if we haven't already said it enough this morning, but it's time to celebrate. I mean, be a part of it, get amongst it. It's all about, oh, my computer, what are you doing?
Where would we be without computers?
I know.
Right? Where's International Computer Day? Where we just appreciate what these laptops do for our lives.
The theme for this year's International Women's Day is, of course, hashtag Be Bold for Change. And we're calling on the masses or calling yourself to help forge a better working world and a more inclusive and gender equality world.
Yep.
Which it's not about separating males and females. It's about coming together as both. That's what I think it's about. And you know what? I really look at International Women's Day as celebrating all the amazing females throughout history.
100%.
And in your life as well, in your lifetime, the amazing females that have had a, you know, obviously an influence.
Shout out to my fiance, Jamie. Shout out to you ladies in here every morning. My nanas.
Exactly.
Both my nanas.
Everyone that's had a massive influence on you.
Never met my mum, and so she can rack off. my sister, you know, Jodie as well. So I throw, you know, all those ladies in the mix. And as a bloke, maybe today's the day, if you don't say it enough on a daily basis, which all guys should, tell a lady in your life how much you appreciate them.
Yeah.
Go down
that
road.
Yeah, make it something nice for you today.
Cook dinner tonight. Or
that's a nice
thing.
You
know, do something like
that. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Don't get any ideas, Jamie. I'll do something nice.
Being a female myself, I feel like throughout my whole life, I couldn't help it, but I've always been a strong female, strong personality.
Yep.
And I think I probably thank a lot of that to my mum. She's been a massive influence in my life. She's always told me I can do whatever I want to do, say whatever I want to say within reason.
Represent.
And I mean, there's a lot of problems that we talk about in, you know, the gender pay gap and those kind of things that
which all need to be fixed.
That everyone's going to be talking about today. And I feel like that just comes as a part of International Women's Day, but I feel like we need to also highlight some of the problems us ladies go through that are probably on a smaller scale.
Yeah, for some, but some ladies, this is a daily annoyance.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. And we used to do this on our show quite a lot, hashtag girl problems, but thought, bring it back this morning.
Of course.
Just highlight some of the small-time issues that us ladies have in life. Hashtag girl problems.
I've got one word for you. Menopause. Hashtag girl problems. When your day
is long. I wonder if one of Jay-Z's 99 problems is spending a good 30 minutes trying to strategically fit into a pair of high-waisted skinny jeans. Probably not. Hashtag girl problems.
When you're sure you've had enough.
Why do I get punished every month for not being pregnant? Damn you, female body. Hashtag girl problems.
Just dropped my brand new powder compact on the floor. Yay for trying to use the tiny bits of broken up powder for the next 3 months. Hashtag girl problems.
Everybody hurts sometimes.
Hashtag girl problems.
The struggle is real. Well done, ladies.
And of course, we probably should have mentioned we get guys from around the office to voice them just to make it sound strange.
I think that was pretty clear. Yeah.
But then Matt, who works in production, he told me he has that problem with dropping his compact all the time.
It's a daily struggle for our friend Matt.
Oh, it's a struggle.
Happy International Women's Day, ladies. Hashtag Be Bold for Change.
Be Bold for Change. Celebrate a woman's achievements that's maybe influenced you in your life today. And hug a female.
Why come not? Here, girls.
Come on, let's get in here. Come on.
Oh, you don't sound too excited, Rach. Rach went, oh. I wish it wasn't International Women's Day.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, I've got this audio here that I forgot I had. Because we had producer Rach's birthday the other day, and it was on Monday, right?
Monday.
Yeah, Monday, the birthday, and we went around for dinner to her place. Did she give you the pre-birthday song warning?
No.
I got a pre-birthday song warning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it said, oh, I don't know, you know, how you guys normally sing happy birthday, but at my house, it is weird.
I'm pretty much adopted in their household now. I know how stuff goes down.
Yeah, she said, it's not normal, it's weird. So I thought, well, I'm going to record that. And I want to see how weird it can get. And I've got the audio. So this is us all sitting around the table. And
the cakes come out.
Yeah, any other house would just be happy birthday to you. And everyone sings.
The normal happy birthday.
Yeah, everyone half sings. Get a listen to what went down. A nut house up in there.
It's about time. I felt like I fitted in when I sang happy birthday.
It keeps going too. It just keeps on going. And that's a regular thing at your house, Rach.
Every single birthday.
Every birthday.
We have never in my whole entire family, all cousins' birthdays, auntie's birthdays, nan's birthday, we have never sung a normal happy birthday. That's just how you do it in our family.
When did that start?
For as long as I can remember, we've never sung it normally.
At least it makes it less awkward.
It really did, I've got to say.
Usually is the moment where it's your birthday, especially when it's your birthday and everyone else is singing happy birthday.
And it's that half sing of, oh, God, I've got
to
do this.
And you don't know whether to, like, what do I do with my hands? And, like, oh, I can't sing to myself. Like, that's awkward.
Whereas if you just make a bunch of animal noises,
everyone feels included.
You know, the weirdness just comes out.
The funny part.
We are done this morning. It is all female artists today on CFM for International Women's Day, so that will roll on after 9 o'clock with Rach.
I wonder if there's any old female artists that are going to get a run.
Can it's
I
the old school say, 9 at 9, so there must be some good stuff coming up.
Kylie Minogue.
Oh,
the I'm spinning around.
I can't remember which exact song it is.
Can't get you out of my head.
Oh, it's a good one from Kylie, yes. She was in the news last night. Did you see that?
Launching some glasses.
Yeah, she looks so good, can I say?
She looks amazing.
She looks incredible.
Won't struggle to find a new man that will probably drop her in 6 months. I mean, is that what happened?
Well, maybe she dropped him, Gaundy.
I didn't, you know what I meant. Oh, this is not the way to end the show on International Women's Day.
Ready, let's do it again.
She'll find another guy that she'll drop in like 6 months.
There you go.
See?
No, that's not nice either.
Give the power to Kylie Minogue.
She's always got the power.
I know.
Those gold shorts.
Oh,
they're like a beacon of hope for everyone.
Get into those. You can get into anything. Tell you that. Have a great International Women's Day and every other day.
Boy.
Be yourself.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.